Good news for Deadheads. This weekend, dozens of local and national musicians will come together in Flagstaff to pay tribute to the Grateful Dead. Over the course of 2 days, they'll interpret the band's music and recreate the Dead's landmark 1973 performance at the Watkins Glen Summer Jam Festival in New York State that also featured the Allman Brothers and the band.
And we're in County, California, the Watkins Glen in New York. Here we go, the Grateful Dead.
In the latest installment of KNAU's series Eats and Beats, stories about food and music on the Colorado Plateau, we hear from musician and Grateful Festival mastermind Tony Abrams about his lifelong love of the Dead that started at his first show.
It was quite the experience. In 87, I went to my first show. I was kind of scared to go in. I was with some friends. And we kind of waited to the second set. I was just blown away by the scene and the community and the people, and always had an infatuation for Volkswagen buses, and people say they're a band beyond description, and it's tough to put words to describe. They use the word family a lot. The 60s never faded in the sense that people want to help each other out. They want to make sure everyone can get food, get drink, and get to the next show and have a place to stay, and there's room in our campground. And you know, we've evolved a little more, but I think that sense of community is, it's nice to be part of something, and I think a lot of people are longing and yearning to be part of something. Grateful Dead has only gotten bigger.
I had to move, really had to move. That's why if you please, I avoid my bended knees. Bertha, don't you come around here anymore.
Americana, bluegrass, jazz, all of those for me came through the Grateful Dead. I wouldn't say I have my PhD in Deadology, but so much of their influences from the 60s, the jug band, Jerry being a banjo player, and you know, a lot of the musicians they favored. And like Jerry's side projects, he played a lot of the 50s R&B type stuff and doo-wop style music, so it was a gateway in a good way.
Right outside this lazy summer home, got time to call you solo critic, no.
We came up with the name Grateful Festival, obviously as a nod to the Grateful Dead, but more just to be appreciative and thankful and mindfulness of where we are. We get to look out the window and see a mountain with snow and hail on it, and it's just to take a step away and be grateful for the opportunities we have and the beautiful place we get to live. We're doing a tribute to the Watkins Glen July 28th, 1973 Summer Jam, which at one point was the largest concert in history. Over 600,000 attendees, close to 700,000 people. At one point on the East Coast, 1 in 4 people between the ages of 18 and 30 were in attendance there. That day celebrated the Allman Brothers were the headliner that night. And then the band. Years I've been trying to make this happen, and it's a passion project. It's a silly hippie dream. I put together a great lineup of bands from Phoenix and Tucson, and we're flying in someone from Seattle, flying in someone from Denver, but other than that, all the bands are Arizona-based. The Grateful Dead has stand the test of time, 50-plus years now, and it keeps changing, and that's a good thing.
Goes to show you don't ever know. Watch each card you play and play it slow. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal.